Today's show is brought to you by Halloween, the one day a year we tell kids it's a great idea to take candy from strangers.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Happy Halloween.
Scary, spooky, scary.
It's Halloween, man. Don't overthink this.
It's Halloween, and this year is going to be super spooky.
Happy Halloween.
Guess what time it is?
Go clock.
I guess it's showtime? Yeah. Spooky, scary showtime. Hi there. It's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our featured channel, 24/7, 365 feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, it's very, very simple. You enable the skill. You just do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And
nothing for you.
Yes, you get soup. You can, and so our live show is from 8-ish to 11-ish, Monday through Friday, weekdays, right on Radio 434. But if you want to listen to it on demand, maybe you didn't catch a part, maybe you didn't listen to the entire thing, maybe you wanted to hear somebody's interview, and you just did, maybe it was no...
Nothing for you!
Yeah, and you didn't hear a particular segment, well, you can go back and you can listen to it as a full-length podcast. We record the live show. We take each one of those segments and we repack it into a full-length podcast. And you can find that on the Alexa device. If you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA. The Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast there as well. And if that isn't enough for you, we even do a video simulcast of the show. So you can see our goofy mugs. You can share the segments because we just record the segment, not the entire show. So if you catch, you know, like the show open, this segment, there's another one that'll pop up and it'll be top list. And then there'll be another one that'll pop up and it'll be not headline news. And then another one that'll pop up, it'll be five random facts. And you get it. You know, it's the natural progression of the show. Today, we've got Megan Huffman joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg. So we're a little out of order this week, but that's okay. We can accommodate everybody's schedules. Ah, see? All right, so Megan's going to be joining us in just a few. And, of course, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get smart, but we're even going to get smarter-est with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. Never know what those scientists are cooking up next, but you'll find out. And then we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. So we get two smarts for one dumb on this particular program. And then we've got this. We've got a survey. 73% of Americans are spending less than $50 this Halloween. How in the world did that... Okay, so now my costume is a redo, I guess, from a previous year. So I've already paid for the robe. Okay, I've already paid for the T-shirt. All right, I have a rug that's under my desk chair that I rolled up, and I've got a glass, and I've got some is that oat milk or what the heck is it? I know it expired, but it didn't smell. So it was in the refrigerator. I think it was coconut milk, and it didn't expire, and it was in the refrigerator. And so I just took a glass and poured some in for the effect of the dude. Okay, and then I debuted that again for a I guess it was an employee Halloween get together at the Academy at the music hall. So I debuted the dude again for 2025. I think I'm just going to wear that again. And then this year I'm going to carry the carpet with me. So like I did at the music hall, because that was a big hit as well. So I don't know. Or I may just try on my Jedi outfit. Fat Jedi in a little cloak. So I may just try that on and wear that, because we are going to be emceeing the Casa Superhero Run tomorrow. And that is tomorrow. And if you didn't get signed up, if you didn't register your kids, there may still be time. So, you know, you can look into that. It's the Casa Superhero Run tomorrow. Benefits Casa of Central Virginia. But we're going to emcee that. And the theme this year is Star Wars. So, you know, so we are... The graphic just ran out. So we are going to be dressed up. I think Tab is going to be dressed up as Princess Leia. So I really shouldn't go as old Luke Skywalker. I should just stick with Obi-Wan. Because, you know, I'm her only hope, right? According to lore and legend, I'm her only hope. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna be. I'll be Obi-Wan. All right, so maybe I'll dress up as Obi-Wan tonight, and when we take the kiddos out trick or treating, I don't know. So we'll have to see. I'll let everybody know. I'll post a pic. So that is all on the way. All of that, we're going to talk about the 73% of Americans supposedly spending less than $50 this Halloween. I don't know how, because, you know, the Obi-Wan costume was way more than that. The kids' costumes were way more than that. The candy was way more than that. So I don't know how you can do it, but we'll break it down. And we've got our top list today. Top types of trick-or-treaters that you will encounter tonight. All right, that's all on the way. The top types of trick-or-treaters that you will encounter tonight. This portion of the Finally Friday edition is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Halloween supports dangerous roving gangs of children going door to door to get their fix. When it comes to healthcare, Halloween doesn't care. Under Halloween, tooth decay rates have doubled and instances of child obesity have skyrocketed. Halloween is deceptive. Sure, it may look like a sexy firefighter, but don't count on Halloween if your house is burning down. And Halloween is not a legal holiday. If Halloween had its choice, it would allow for more illegal holidays to invade and take over your calendar. Don't be tricked. Halloween is no treat. This October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Paid for by Thanksgiving.
I'm Thanksgiving, and I approve this message.
Yeah. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. All right. So there are. I mean, how could you possibly do Halloween on less than $50 or $50 or less? How could you do that? You might as well be saying no to Halloween because I couldn't figure out how to possibly do that. And I know Halloween is not Christmas, but it can definitely get expensive. We were talking on an earlier segment, or if you're listening to the podcast, a later segment with Megan Huffman, and she's dealing with the same stuff that we're dealing with, because Maddie came home from school yesterday and said, "Oh yeah, I can't just dress up in any costume. I have to be a scarecrow." And we're like, we've already bought costumes and we've already done things, and now you have to be a scarecrow? It's like, yeah, made it happen. Anyway, but it can get expensive, especially if you have kids, and with prices skyrocketing these days, you might need a payment plan just to cover a bowl of candy for trick-or-treaters. But it sounds like people are really pulling back this year. A new survey asked over 7,500 people, how much do you plan to spend on Halloween this year? Including treats, costumes, festive experiences. And 32% of people said nothing. They're not doing a thing. They,
nothing for you.
Yeah, their lights are off. 22% said less than $25 total.
Nothing for you.
19% said $25 to $49 total. So
nothing for you.
The 73% are spending less than $50 this Halloween. I don't believe that, but I don't know how you could possibly. 12% said $50 to $99, and just 6% said they would be dropping $100 or more because that is realistic, at least in our household. But 9% said they weren't sure. Boomers in the Midwest and South seem to be cutting back the most, and politics makes no difference. Breakdown is the same across the board. Another report said the average person is expecting to spend about $114, which honestly sounds a little bit more accurate, but still low in our household. It's hard to buy much for under $50 if you are actually celebrating. The 7,500 people were also asked if they planned on giving out candy to trick-or-treaters. 41% said yes. 45% said
nothing for you.
14% said they weren't sure. And people were asked if they plan to personally take any children out trick-or-treating to other homes this year. And only 19% were like me and said yes. The others said no. 8% weren't sure. Now, it is worth pointing out that this is a tricky time for many people. With a stagnant job market, a lot of economic anxiety, and also furloughed workers from the federal government that are getting no paychecks whatsoever, it's really, really hard. So while holidays can be a fun distraction, it's also responsible to keep your spending in check, or maybe they're just blowing all their money on collectible dolls. Who knows? Betting on sports, pumpkin spice micro luxuries. I don't know. But anyway, that brings us to not the furloughed workers. I'm talking everybody else. So that brings us to our top list. It's Halloween. So let's get right to it with today's list. It's our top list today. The top types of trick-or-treaters you will encounter tonight. All right, here we go. Number one. The trick-or-treater who still keeps their bag extended after you put the candy in it. top types of trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight. The trick-or-treater who peers past you to spy into your house. The adult using their dressed-up baby as an excuse to trick-or-treat. Top list today, top types of trick-or-treaters you will encounter tonight. The trick-or-treater who doesn't hide their disgust that you gave them candy corn. I said candy corn.
Slide down your throat on a Halloween night. Show the candy's filling, but woman, if you're willing, be thrilled. Watch killing that whole bag at night. You naughty thing, you rip the package open. You naughty woman, shake the bag around for everyone. You're such a mover. I love the way you share with everybody. The way you swing, you're licking something sticky off your thumb. And here's the part the song is all about: when you take a piece of candy corn. Stick it in your mouth!
Sorry, had to rock out a little bit. All right, back to top list. Top types of trick-or-treaters you will encounter tonight. The teenager who knows that you know that he's way too old to be trick-or-treating. Top types of trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight. The trick-or-treater who says, I'm a ghost, and you say, ooh, spooky. And then there's an uncomfortable pause and realize that he's special. Sorry. Top types of trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight. The trick-or-treater who still knocks on your door even though your lights are out and makes you hate kids even more. Top types of trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight. The kid who says, twick-a-tweet, and you laugh and mock their speech impediment. Sorry. Moving on. The trick-or-treater, this is top types of trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight. The trick-or-treater who trips over your front steps and sues your ass for millions of dollars. Yeah, you won't,
nothing for you.
You won't get anything from me. It's the Mike Show. All right, do we have another thing? We had another thing. Yeah, we do. All right, so speaking of trick-or-treating tonight, Halloween is here. Let's look at it from a kid's perspective.
Now, an ordinary kid on Halloween.
What can I say? Halloween is a night to see and be seen. It's like a kid's Met Gala with sugar on top. I'm 9, okay? My priority is candy, 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 Minecraft, and candy. So act accordingly. This year, I'm not gonna eat all my candy at once. I'm gonna put some away, have my own stash. I learned about that from my mom when I accidentally found her stash. That was some really dang candy. Anyways, guy at the end of the street with all your lights off, we know you're in there. We're coming for you, old man. That's right, we're coming. Remember, we're kids, be nice. Give generously. And maybe my older brother Scott won't egg your house later. Happy Halloween.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Halloween.
Yeah, it has. It's the Mike Show. I am so happy you're joining us on the Finally Friday edition, the Halloween edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We're going to get really smart with 5 random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. I think we might have a visit from Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. I hope so. That and so much more is on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's Halloween. There'll be lots of parties tonight. I'm putting on prison scrubs and handcuffs and going as an NBA coach. King Charles stripped Prince Andrew of his royal titles. Normally, Andrew prefers to be stripped by an underage masseuse. A trailer for Scream 7 is out. It looks different than all the previous Scream movies because it has a 7 in the title. And Maine was named the most haunted state in America. It's so creepy there, Stephen King just writes down what he sees from his window. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, what in the heck? We're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-er with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. It's all in the way. That's coming up. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4. You can really, really see with the rain that we had, you can really see the leaves changing and the colors right now. You can check that out at the Mike Show VA if you are listening to us on either our podcast or our live show on Radio 434. All right. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
It's the Free Clinic's 3rd annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The 3rd annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day, you know, we cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, it's probably none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Yeah, here we go. Number one, a full moon on Halloween is not a common occurrence. It only happens every 18 to 19 years. The last one was in 2020. The next one will be 2039. This year, the moon will be about 70% illuminated.
Which means I feel like I vaguely remember the Halloween one, which would have been, what, 2002, I guess?
Okay. All right.
Like 7 or 8, which is like prime trick-or-treating age.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember that being a thing. It was just like an extra fun Halloween. Everybody was like extra excited. So that's
interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. And a little extra kooky.
Yeah.
Number two, the Headless Horseman isn't actually linked to Halloween. Many people associate Halloween with the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but the original Washington Irving short story doesn't mention Halloween, not even once. It's the 1949 Disney movie, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, that first made the connection between the two.
Really? You know, that's one of the things I never really did associate with Halloween. But I guess one of the symbols that you'd see in like some of the commercials and marketing and stuff. But
off
the top of my head, I never really associated the two.
It's one of those spooky tales that you always just kind of associate with Halloween, but not. Number three, Vanna White hasn't actually flipped a letter in almost 3 decades, 30 years. She hasn't actually moved a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is she being paid? Anyway, I'm just, Wheel. Wheel changed their set in 1997, so the letters were totally computerized, not manual. So ever since then, from 1997, all she does is point. That's it.
That's my interview. Hire me.
Yeah. Number four, John Quincy Adams, I knew him as JQA, is the only U.S. president who ever served in Congress after he left the presidential office. He spent 17 years in the House of Representatives after he lost to Andrew Jackson, and he died while he was in office in Congress. And then number five. Only one state had a lower population in the 2010 census than the 2000 census. Michigan's population went down 0.6%, but three states went down between 2010 and 2020. West by God, Virginia, Illinois, and Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro music, shall we?
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition that brings us Darius from your Lynchburg Community Market. How are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic, Mike. Coming off of a very, very successful and fun Harvest Festival. We had a ton of members of the community come out in costume, dressed up. Farmers had a great time. Vendors had a great time. My staff had a great time. So we're very excited for that milestone to be here. Now we're heading straight on into Mistletoe Market. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. to think that this is that time of the year. This is that season.
When it all gets
busier. And a lot of people think that community market or a farmer's market would be much busier during the summer months. But now and the end of the year, this is when you guys really ramp up with stuff.
Yeah. So for us, we're really kind of nonstop between July all the way through to the end of the year. Now outside, I would say is definitely a little bit busier for the farmers in terms of traffic, but in the fall and winter, it definitely switches over to inside. We have that huge variety of vendors inside. We have those restaurants, those shops. It's gift season. So a lot of people look to avoid the big box stores and find something local, something handmade to gift for their holiday season. So it definitely picks up for sure inside of the market for us. Plus, it's a little bit colder and we've got heat on. So it inspires people to come in and hang out. We've got so many good warm food options and treats and everything inside that it really keeps us just as busy as it is during the summer.
And it's not just on a Saturday for the farmers market, but you also have regular hours during the work week.
That's right. Our farmers are here every Saturday, but we do have hours Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. You can come by and check out Barb's, Irene's. We've got lunch restaurants. All of our individual shops will be open. So if you want to do your shopping for that gift, but you want to avoid the Saturday crowd, you can still swing by throughout the week. We've got all the great offerings for you just as well.
Now, I just stopped by the bakery this past Saturday, and they had the jalapeno cheddar loaf bread.
Oh yeah.
and that is it's a harder sourdough bread with jalapeno peppers and cheddar cheese baked into the bread.
Oh yeah.
And that makes, in my opinion, that makes the best grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, I was thinking that, or like a little chili side dish.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. It really is. Now I'm hungry. All right. So you got to stop by Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Make it your Saturday go-to. Saturday morning, get down there, or wrap up your Saturday in downtown Lynchburg at Lynchburg Community Market. That's where it's located. You got the street. Main Street is open. And let's give you a choir of angels for that one. So plenty of parking, plenty of ways to get in and out. There's no excuses. So get down to Lynchburg Community Market. And where are you located on the interwebs?
You can check us out at our website. That's lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, each and every Friday, you join us when you can, when you're not extremely crazy busy getting ready for big events and the weekends doing. But we really appreciate it.
Yep.
And appreciate the partnership. So thank you so much. Make it your Saturday destination, Lynchburg Community Market. All right. Coming up, we are going to get smarter-est with Nerd News. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Megan's joining us today. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I see we're all dressed in our costumes.
I did bring a witch hat just in case.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I was coming down from the house and I was thinking, now wait a minute. What? Why are people dressed up in costumes? Oh, it's Halloween.
It is
okay,
today.
So
yeah.
I know we're taking the kids trick or treating tonight, but you know I didn't even think about what could I should I wear my costume?
Right.
Should I be the dude on the air?
You should.
But I missed the opportunity. I was already halfway down here.
We were up, I don't know, something around 9:30 last night, coloring and creating a cookie costume. We already had a Halloween costume, but then we had to be a cookie at the last minute to go with the friends. You know, the friend combo. So there's always like multiple iterations of costuming that has to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Maddie informed us that today she couldn't just dress up in any old costume.
Right.
It had to be a scarecrow. They all had to be scarecrows today. And this is
Right. They pivot at the last minute. We've worked on this all month. We've got
exactly.
We've got your minion costume, but then you also have to be a cookie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And same with us. She comes home from school and she goes, "Oh, I have to be a scarecrow."
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. You have overalls, right?
Yeah. I imagine you all pulled that together perfectly.
Oh, no. She put it together like that. We said, well, you have overalls, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And put it together. So she did her face makeup herself this morning.
Nice.
And she made herself look like a scarecrow. It's amazing. That kid's amazing. Your kids are amazing, too. That kid is just, we pulled it together. Awesome. And I know because her mom would be able to pull it together like that.
That's right.
So she's inherited that trait.
That's right.
Me, not so much. I'd be like, where are we going to buy a scarecrow costume?
Yeah. Amazon doesn't deliver day
of. Yeah,
we'd have to use Amazon yesterday in order to get that. But that's not why we're here.
No.
We're here to talk about kids.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about nonprofit organizations that benefit kids. And we're going to talk about mustaches for kids as well. But Boys and Girls Club has a gala. It's the 20th anniversary gala that's coming up. So each and every week, Megan, you bring us a guest. Who did you bring today?
Yeah, I'm delighted to have Chris Boswell with us today and get on his calendar. He's so busy preparing for Mustaches for Kids, but also is the longest tenured board member for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Lynchburg. And just approaching 20 years of service, which is incredible on that board.
That's
I can't
tremendous.
Imagine seeing a lot of iterations and leadership there, and just has done incredible work. So thank you, Chris, for coming today and telling us a little bit more about the gala coming up and how we can get involved.
Sure, yeah, thanks,
Chris,
for having me.
And thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Well, tell us about Boys and Girls Club. How are things going? How are things going from the board level, from your opinion? And then tell us about the gala.
So, you know, we opened our doors December 5th of 2005. So we're 20 years in next month, or in about a month. We moved into an abandoned Craddock Terry shoe warehouse of sorts on 11th and Madison. It takes up the entire block, and it was a mess.
Yeah.
So the last 20 years, we've been, moving steadily back in the building and refurbing rooms and getting them up, painting them and getting them right for the kids. And then we acquired the building next to the club in 2016 and built a gym. So we had a true gym. And it's been a labor of love. We've had a lot of, we say we have a working board because not only do we raise money and do all the things that boards do, but we've cut grass and we've weeded the garden and we've painted rooms and we've ripped up tile. And the late Jim Taylor, who was one of our early board members, retired engineer from Babcock and Wilcox, he was very handy and would bring board members in to build things and repair things and all that. So it's been I came on about 6 months after the club opened, so I'll be 20 years in May. And I've seen a huge transition and progression of what we've done. Of course, COVID changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Our executive director after 17 years, Mark Sheehan, left. And so who was just huge shoes to fill. He was such a big part of what the Boys and Girls Club, when we started, he was our director when we started. And now Stephanie Reed has taken that torch and is doing a great job. It just takes a while to get your legs under you and figure it all out. So, the mission stays the same. We serve the kids that, we serve all kids, but the ones that need us most, the ones that could be at risk for not graduating or, getting in trouble. And if we can keep them in the program from an early age through high school or through graduation, we have 100% chance or 100% graduation rate.
Wow.
If they stay in the program.
Yeah.
But it's just, the trick is keeping them and getting them prepared for whether it's the workforce, the military, a 2-year college, 4-year college. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge, but all good things tend to be challenging.
Absolutely. Well, and this growth and the programs and events and everything that costs money, and fundraising is a huge, huge portion of all nonprofit organizations. Yeah. Your gala is a good opportunity for folks to make a donation. Tell us about the gala.
So we embarked on our gala the first time 10 years in, and it was very successful. Then we did another one at 15. We try not to do one every year because you don't want to inundate people with black tie events and all the things, because there's a ton of nonprofits in Lynchburg that are very, much needed. But we did one at 15. Michael Orr actually came in for the 15th, you know, right. Blindside.
Okay.
And then we decided to not do a special guest, but to make it more about the kids and what we've accomplished in 20 years. And, you know, we've got a band and we're doing a live auction and selling some packages to vacation destinations and, you know, the normal fun stuff. It's going to be at the Virginian.
Okay.
They've been kind enough to host us again. They did it at 15 years. We've got a few spots left, but we're pretty close to full, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Nice. Very cool.
I think we've got room for another 10 or so people if they want to join us next Saturday.
Well, if folks would like to learn more, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in boys and girls, and that's all I did, and I clicked. And we'll also link up a link to purchase tickets. You can learn more about the Boys and Girls Club by going to bgclyh.org, and we'll link that up as well for folks. Do you need volunteers? What do you need at this point other than donations?
Right. I mean, donations drive the bus for sure. We've had a ton of unbelievable donors over the years, but you know, volunteers, just people to come down to the club to help Stephanie and her staff with mentoring and tutoring, you know, math and reading is, you know, we just got the stats back for Lynchburg City probably a month ago.
Okay.
And I think Lynchburg City is like 127th out of 133 school districts in literacy.
Wow.
And so Stephanie's big push from now going forward is going to be a reading academy, a literacy academy, and, you know,
that's nice.
Retired teachers or students at Liberty and Lynchburg College or University of Lynchburg and Randolph that want to engage with these children and really help them get to where they need to be. We find that most ninth graders, when they enter high school, are only on like a third or fourth grade reading level.
Yikes.
So we want to tackle that. That's going to be our big initiative, I think, for the next few years. And Stephanie's really behind it because when she was mayor, she was in the schools all the time seeing this need. And we're going to tackle that full force.
And I was a guest of the SGA, Student Government Association at EC Glass last week, and I was really pleased to talk to about 40 students who I was mentioning a stat that I'd heard from CASA that, you know, one positive interaction or one positive mentor in a person, in a child with high risk life can change the trajectory of their whole life.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they're living in poverty or dealing with abuse or dealing with food insecurity, all the things that are stacked up against these kids, having one positive mentor come in and read to them once a week can just totally makes it possible for them to imagine living outside of the world that they're currently living in, right?
Yeah.
And so after that, I was really excited that about three students immediately came up and said, I want to be a big brother, big sister. I want to go to the Boys and Girls Club. We have already had, you know, two sign up through Share since that. So, you know, it's my heart, my goal to make sure we're getting out to not just the retired students, but, you know, professionals in the community and young professionals and students, high school students that can come and be part of that as well. So we'll continue to work on that.
Another thing that people don't think about is the financial impact of kids that go wayward, whether it's juvenile detention or adult detention. It costs almost $125,000, $150,000 to incarcerate a child in the Lynchburg area. To send a child to the Boys and Girls Club for a year, or to Jubilee for that matter, I mean, it's about $2,500. So the bang for your buck and the return
really
on investment
really
is really there.
An excellent point. And just the quality of life, the quality of somebody's life, turning them around at a young age before heading off that, you know, that danger, I guess, is also vitally important. Mm-hmm. So hats off to your organization, and thank you so much for what you do. Mustaches for Kids is another near and dear project to your heart that you've spearheaded over the years. And you guys have raised just such a tremendous amount of money. I mean, a gargantuan amount of money for organizations. Talk about that a little bit, and when is the kickoff?
So Mustaches for Kids was formed out of a need to provide more funds to the Boys and Girls Club in 2014. So we're entering our 12th growing season.
Wow.
I called my friend Lanny Duncan, you know, 12 years ago, and I said, I'm about to do something crazy. You want to do it with me? And he said, yeah, let's go. He didn't even ask what it was. So we, you know, all good ideas are stolen. We stole it from a good friend of ours that we've known for years that runs the Mustaches for Kids in Richmond.
Okay.
He came down helped us implement it. And this year, after we're done with the season in December, we'll cross $4 million raised.
Holy moly.
In 12 years.
That is just tremendous.
Yeah, we should do, thanks to Jersey Mike's, we had the month of giving in March, so we got a little bit of a head start this year. We should cross 700,000. I'm hoping we can get 725 to 750 this year with all the things we have in place.
Awesome. And all the proceeds benefit who?
Local Lynchburg Children's Charities. I think we're at 37.
Okay.
Most charities, so the amount that they get is based on a lot of different factors. We have our five core charities that receive the highest amounts, and then everybody else receives somewhere between $5,000 and $25,000 from the season. It all depends on how big you are, like what's your budget. We won't give more than 10% of a budget, and that's on purpose because we can't have people relying on
absolutely
crazy mustache growth in the month of November. So then we raise the money, we bring in the growers, we have sign up next Wednesday from 4 to 9 at Star Hill on Main.
Nice.
Food provided by Jersey Mike's and JoJo's Pizza, so that's free. You come in, you pay your registration fee, we turn on your web page, and then you start raising dollars. Got a lot of cool things this year. We're going to try to have true match days, thanks to Jersey Mike's. You know, match days in the past, we raised 30,000 to 40,000 and can only match about 15,000 of that money.
Amazing.
Hopefully this year we can truly match most of the match days based on the money we've raised from our golf tournament and the Jersey Mike's, and then hit the ground running next Wednesday, and we'll just power through till Friday, December the 5th. Have the big stash bash, come dressed up in a bunch of costumes, looking funny and crazy, give out some awards, and then Lanny and I will sit in our little rocking chairs at about 10 o'clock and say, oh, thank goodness, this is over. If we get our wives back,
well done.
Our children look at us right again. Yeah, it's all the things.
Well, Chris, congratulations on the success of this campaign, and also thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Truly, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
That's, you know, I'm not from here, but I've been here 25 years, and this is home. I love the community, love the people, and there's just such a need. You know, I grew up in Martinsville, and, you know, the kids growing up in Martinsville didn't have a Boys and Girls Club. We didn't have a Boys and Girls Club or a Jubilee or outlets like that. Yeah. And things, you know, people got a little wayward. And so when I had a chance to kind of make an impact and a difference, I just latched on, and it's grown into what it is. And I don't know. I just shake my head sometimes.
And I really appreciate you engaging men so in the fundraising, because often in nonprofit world we'll sit around the table and say, how do we reach the men? How do we get the husbands involved? And you've done it, right? You've unlocked it, and it's just making more awareness and more engagement and making a place of belonging for men who want to serve and care deeply about our community, but just don't always know how to plug in. Right?
Well, I think a funny, you know, I make a joke about it. I was like, men are afraid of commitment, right? So if you can tell them that it's only going to be 30 days and it's a finite amount of time.
You've dialed in. You know, you've unlocked.
If you say you got to be on a board for 2 or 3 years and raise money and do galas and all that, they're like, I don't want to do that. Right. But like 30 days and you get to meet up once a week and
have
a beverage and have some fun. It tends to, they can do that.
You've unlocked it.
No, it sounds tremendous. So we'll link all that up. If you'd like to join that organization and that effort, please do. Mm-hmm. Megan, how are things going at Share?
Great. I'll be brief. We have the Plymel Foundation grant and the Youth Philanthropy Council grants open right now. You can go to lynchburgfoundation.org to learn more about that. We are gearing up for Giving Tuesday season, just making sure people know about volunteer opportunities. We have volunteer every Tuesday of November. We have pop-up opportunities that brought to you by Bank of the James, and you can find all that on our homepage. And we also have a lunch and learn at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest scheduled for November 12th. And that's also in our website as well as in our newsletter. So you'll see lots of opportunities. This week's newsletter is going to focus on food insecurity, and we're trying to plot out and find all the 24/7 food pantries and the blessing boxes that are around the city and around the region. So if you know of 24/7 food pantries that people can drop off items all day long, yeah. Keep us posted. We've scouted about 20, but we are looking to get that word out to the media and to local community partners that everyone's just getting inundated. If you look and share, we have 45 nonprofits that deal with food insecurity, and they're all getting hit. So how can we as neighbors go and just put some cans of soup in these blessing boxes? And, you know, just everybody needs to lean in. We're all going to have to rise to the occasion starting tomorrow. So look for that in our newsletter this week.
All right. Yes.
Just one more thing about
the
gala.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fun night. We really, you know, would love if you're out there listening and want to join us, please, you know, just get on the website or just call the Boys and Girls Club downtown. We're going to make a really big announcement at the gala, so stay tuned for that. We'll probably have a press release after the gala, so it's just going to be a fun night.
Nice.
We're going to celebrate a lot of milestones, a lot of things we've done. So if you're out there, want to join us, please do.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And again, we'll link everything up, ways that you can join and ways that you can purchase tickets for these events. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. You may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. All right. In Halloween news, a study found that bats glow green after they're exposed to ultraviolet light. Say that three times fast. Take two. A study found bats glow green after they're exposed to ultraviolet. God damn it. All right, take three. In Halloween news, a study found bats glow green after they're exposed to glow green after they're exposed to ultraviolet light. Good. I'm just moving on. A study out Wednesday found some spiders build complex decorations in their webs to help them sense vibrations and find prey.
Task that is. Yes. Yeah.
And a study on psychopaths. Pinpointed a key difference in how their brains are structured. There's a part of the brain associated with decision-making and rewards. In psychopaths, it's about 10% bigger. In bacon news...
Bacon! It's bacon! Yeah.
Surgeons in Boston removed a pig kidney.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
He did. They removed a pig kidney from a 67-year-old guy who had it transplanted back in January. They said his kidney function was declining, so he'll have to go back on dialysis now. But the fact that it lasted so long is such a big deal. 271 days with a pig kidney is a new record. In nuke news, President Trump told the Pentagon to start testing nuclear weapons again.
No!
For the first time in three decades. The last test by the U.S. was way back in 1992. And in, it's exactly. And in food news, a study found, we're really getting our money's worth out of that one. In food news, a study found most people who think they can't tolerate gluten probably can. They're just having a bad reaction to something else in their food. So unless you have, how do you pronounce this? Celiac disease? Let me get a pronunciation. I think I'm close on this one. Celiac?
Celiac disease.
Celiac disease. Okay. Unless you have celiac disease, gluten may not be the real issue in your diet. And that's your nerd.
Bacon. It's bacon!
I know, we should.
What a delicious task that is, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing for you!
Okay. Coming up, that's your, did I say that's your nerd news? All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes for the Finally Friday edition of the program. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time to open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Well, happy Halloween. Make sure you don't go to the wrong place tonight.
Hey, today's show is brought to you by the House of Horrors. Not to be confused with a House of Whores. Totally different.
totally different. All right, and with that...
They can be seen around each Halloween.
Don't cover her buns. When the boys see her, they run. She shows her butt to look slutty. Oh, look, here comes another one. She's got some really big guns. She boosts them up to the sun. She does it so she can look slutty. So she can look slutty. So she can look slutty.
Wow, all right. Just stay slutty, everybody. All right, maybe you've been catching a lot of Halloween movies recently. There seems to be a common theme. Not a good ending for the babysitter.
Keeps calling me. Oh, let me call you right back. This better not be him again.
Late night, I'm home and alone, freaked out by the voice that's on my phone. Oh no, I think I heard him moan.
Gross! I'm like the babysitter.
Oh yeah.
So you're a bad guy, like to wear a mask guy, chainsaw in his hands guy, never says a lot guy. I'm that young type, always on the phone type, looking in the basement type, run across the lawn type, first to die type.
Oh,
videos. It is a guy in Utah named Alan Gebert, went viral earlier this year for driving his 1991 Geo Metro for nearly 35 years. Well, when it stopped running, he decided to smash it with a pumpkin that weighs a ton. Here is the awesome moment when a crane drops the giant pumpkin with onlookers watching and cheering with amazement. Here.
3, 2, 1.
They had already broken out the glass for safety. Alan grows giant pumpkins and won first place for this one in the Utah Giant Pumpkin Festival. You know, size does matter. Let's see. Literate people are upset with Dictionary.com's Word of the Year, mostly because it isn't even a word, it's a number. They made it 6-7, the term that has captivated Gen Alpha to the extent that teachers have started banning it from schools. Here, listen to this.
Hey, fellas, you want to know what time I woke up this morning?
What time?
Around 6-7!
6-7!
Did you guys do your homework last night? I tried to, but I got stuck on problem 6 and 7!
6-7!
I know, Butters, I know. Don't do it to me. It's too funny. Hey, Scott, how's your diabetes, man?
My diabetes?
Yeah, what's your A1C at?
6.7!
6.7!
So funny!
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Oh, music. Here we go. Skip that. We're going to do that in Stupid Criminals. I'm going to skip that. Skip that. We go into a comedian? Yes, we are. So, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Paul F. Tompkins on why we enjoy scary movies.
I like scary movies because I think we all like to be scared. That's not true, but that is something that dumb actors say when they go on talk shows to promote their scary movie. Like, why did you take this role? Well, I think because we all like to be scared. No, we do not. We do not. Do you know why? It's scary. That's why nobody likes it. If you walk down the street, somebody sticks a gun in your face, your reaction is not, "This is awesome! What a roller coaster ride I am on right now with this experience. What a thrill and a chill!"
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and with extra gusto for a Friday. Give that thing a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Not right. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah.
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again and again and again for stupid criminals in dot news. A 28-year-old guy in Germany is facing charges after he got drunk at a bar, fell out a window, and landed in a courtyard of a butcher shop next door. He then broke in and started eating sausages.
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
No sausages.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
It happened Wednesday night. Police showed up after he called from inside the butcher shop around 10:45 p.m. He said he was hurt, didn't know where he was. No word on his injuries, but an ambulance got him to the hospital and doctors checked him out. The manager of the shop said a pigeon net on the building had been torn and the door to the shop was damaged. They said he grabbed two sausages from the refrigerator. It's not clear if he bothered to cook them or not. Police say he may be facing charges for property crime.
Nothing for you.
Yeah. And then there's this. Here we go. A police department in Michigan told parents to check their kids' candy haul very carefully. Branding on a lot of weed candy looks very similar to the kid-friendly kind. Here's Lieutenant John Kowalski talking about the issue.
We thought to ourselves, wow, if a group of trained investigators looked at this and didn't pay any attention, what's your average kid going to do on Halloween? And we just felt we wanted to get this message out there to parents and children to be vigilant this Halloween season. Look for unusual symbols, unusual odors, anything that may indicate this isn't normal.
Yeah. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman in Tampa just got her dog back 7 years after he went missing during a burglary. The burglar left the door open, and her dog, Luca, ran out. She kept his microchip active for 7 years, hoping someone might find him and reach out. And a police officer spotted him wandering down the street earlier this month. Here is the officer grabbing Luca.
Yeah, you're a boy. Do you have a collar? Hey, bud. See a tag or anything on you? You're a good boy. All right, hey, we're going to go somewhere, okay? I'm going to see if you got a chip on you.
And he did. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, and visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. But I wanted to share this really, really quick. I guess I could have gotten to it from directly right there. All right. Join us this Sunday as we broadcast live and on location. We are going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg for the Noteworthy Music Challenge. We're in Season 2 right now. Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2. This will be one of two of the last qualifying rounds. So if you are a musician, even if you had been to our first two qualifying rounds and you didn't make it to the finale, you can still join us this Sunday and you can attempt to qualify again. So, you know, hopefully take the judges' notes to heart and show up with your A game. Also, show up with your crew. And here's what I mean. The folks that follow you, the folks that are your fans, get the word out on social media. Share this link. If you go to the Mike Show VA and click on our events page, you'll find this link. So share this link to your followers and encourage your followers to come out. And I'll tell you why. Because there is going to be a special category for the judging. It's not just going to be our panel of judges, which includes Christy Mayberry. It also includes David Haught, who was our Season 1 winner. And it'll include Van Holten as well, a local music promoter. So those three will be our on-site judges for this Noteworthy Music Challenge qualifying round. But you and your fans and your audience can also help to weigh in. So if you're not a musician and you're in the audience and you're one of the fans of one of our musicians, you can help them get to the finale round. So bring your crew out, encourage your crew to come and join us on Sunday. That is this Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is the Noteworthy Music Challenge. And what does the finale round get? What does the winner of Noteworthy Music get? Well, they get recording studio time to record their EP, their album, maybe even a really, really good demo. So you get that at Noteworthy Music Studios in Bedford. You also get coaching from the staff and other musicians, even David Haught and musicians that have won Noteworthy Music before. Plus, your music will get regular airplay on Radio 434, and you get a concert of your own at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall coming up. So lots and lots that you, the musician, can win if you win the finale round. The finale round is November 16th, and that'll also be at Three Roads. But if you're a musician, get out to Three Roads this Sunday and qualify. We're going to pick three qualifiers again this Sunday to move on to the finale round. We'll have one more qualifying round next week, next Sunday, and then that's it. November 16 is the finale round, so come on out and join us. Though, support your favorite artist too. Join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street this Sunday. All right, tonight Halloween, trick or treating. Be careful, be safe, check your kids' candy, look both ways, wear reflective color, you know all the deal. Just be careful and safe in traffic and all that. And don't party too hard. That is it. That is the program. We're back Monday.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey,
If things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.